I want to speak something about Krishna's Chatikar Lila. Krishna stayed in Gokul, Vrindavan. He stayed for 3 years. At the age of three years, 6 months, then he moved from Gokul to Chatikar. And Chatikar, Krishna entered Poganda Lila. Poganda, then Kaishor Lila. Bali Lila, birth until three. Then Poganda Lila, 3 years old until seven. And 7 to 11 is Kaishor Lila. So we are in the middle of summer now, Jaist or Asad. This is hot time. I think you say Jait. Jait? Month of Jait? And in Sanskrit they say Jaishta. Jaishta. So Krishna was living in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago in the summertime, and it was also very hot. It's also very hot now. Today we have some relief in the evening. Some rain came. A harbinger of the monsoon season. Bring news of the coming monsoon, hopefully. Fingers crossed. The rains will come to nourish the land, pacify our minds, and soothe our hearts. But now it's quite fiery. Very hot. Garam. Bahut garam hai. Ati garam hai. So, in this hot season, Krishna experienced two forest fires. We say, Samsara Dhavan Alalita Loka. Samsara Dhavan Alalita Loka. Dhavanala. And Dhavanala means forest fire. There were two. One forest fire happened right after Kaliya. Kaliya Dhamana Lila. Kaliya Mardan. And this was this time, this forest fire took place on the banks of the Jamuna. And the other forest fire, the second one, took place in Bandiravan, in Munjatavi. Munjatavi. Munjatavivan. This area. Munja. Munja means a type of grass. Type of reed or grass called Munja. Munjatavi. But this is very significant. The forest fire that took place in this month, at this time, is there's analogy. There's three things going on here. One thing, there's a forest fire. The second thing, there's the fire of love. Premagni. There's Dhavanala, or there's Van. Van Agni. Forest fire. Van. Van Agni. Then there's Premagni. The fire in the heart. But then there's another kind of fire. Krodh. Kam Krodh Lobh Moha Matsarya. Kam Krodh Lobh. These are also fires. Krodh Agni. Kam Agni. Lobh Agni. Burning with desire. Burning with greed. Burning with lust. They have phrases like this in English. You are burning with lust. Lusty desires are burning your mind, burning your heart. Burning with greed. Burning with envy. So there's three fires being discussed here. One is the fire of anger, Krodh, Krodh Agni, then Van Agni, then Prem Agni. And all these three fires are being explained in this Lila. In English they say devouring the forest fire, swallowing the forest fire, eating it, taking it, consuming it, extinguishing it, putting it out. No more Khatam Ho Gaya, no more forest fire. But this first forest fire, this is in the middle of what is called Purva Rag. Purva Rag. There's Pravasarag, there's Man, Pravasarag, Premavaichitya, and Purvarag. This is Viraha. And Viraha. Vipralamba. Vipralamba Bhav. Viraha Bhav. Love in separation. Purva means prior, previous. Purva Janam, Purva Karma. You know, everyone talks about these terms. Oh, what is... How you came to India, how you became sadhu, how you became sannyasi, how you're living in Radhakund, 20 years in, how is this? This is Purva Karma. This forest fire happened before the Maharas Leela. 1 year before. Krishna was 7 years old in Maharas Leela. Was he eight? He was eight years old. And the gopis were seven. But in this Leela, this is in the summertime. Right now time. Krishna's seven, because his birthday is when? When's Krishna's birthday?
August.
So now time, forest fire time, Krishna was seven. Then in August he became eight. And in September, and was Ashwin Purnima, he had Maharas dance. He was 8 years old. So now he's 7 years old. So from the time he moved to Chattikar at the age of three, even before that, from three and a half, he was up to seven, he was developing more and more loving attraction, interest, and desire to be with the Braja Gopis. Purvarag means prior attachment, prior attraction. There was no Milan, no Gopi Krishna Milan. There was no Sangha, no meeting. No Ras Leela, no Julan Leela, no Bhojan Leela, no Jal Keli Leela, no Pushpachodi Leela, no Sambhog, no meeting together. Just looking, hearing the name, oh Krishna, Sham, hearing the Vansi, Bansuri, oh Bansuri Gan, ah. Who is, oh Lalita, who is playing it? Who's playing that flute? And then Lalita says, who do you think is playing? Oh, I know who's playing. Just by hearing. Because everybody plays a flute. Balaram plays a flute. Sridhar plays a flute. Subal, all the coward boys play flutes. But they don't play like Shyam plays. Like Ghanashyam. Because there's many Shyam. There's some coward boys that are very dark in color. But they're not like Krishna. There's Shyam. Just like Radharani has girlfriends named Shamalika, Shamala. So Krishna has friends like this also. Sham Chandra. But only Krishna is Ghanashyam. He's Ghanashyam. Like rain cloud. So they're hearing the flute of Krishna, and Krishna is seeing the gopis carrying water pots on their head from Jamuna or from some other kund, Prem Sarovar, or some other kund collecting water in Barsana or Yavat, Kishori Kund in Yavat, Manasiganga sometimes carrying water, and Krishna is looking, oh, who? Subal, who is that? Who is that one there? Not Lalita. No, not the other one, Nishaka. No, the in between. Oh, that. This is Radhika. What? Can you say that again? What is her name? Radhika. Radhika. And Krishna repeats, Radhika, Radhika, Radhika. Yes. Someday I may meet that Radhika. So Krishna's Purvarag is growing and developing in his heart like a plant is growing. First it's a seed. You put a seed in the ground. Then the seed becomes a sprout. Then some leaves. And then finally some flower. Then finally some phal. Pushpa, then phal. So it's prem bija. And it's prem ankur. Prem bija, prem ankur. Sprout, ankur. Then there's prem pushpa, then prem phal. Then in the prem phal there's rasa. Prem Rasa, Amrit, isn't it? Prem Ganda, a phal, the fruit has, pushpa has, flower has aroma, Ganda, but it doesn't have Ras. Not accessible. Some pollen, what do you call it, nectar, is in the flower, but it's not accessible to the human being, only to the Madhukar, the bumblebee, he can get. But when it becomes phal, when that fruit comes, then fragrance is there. Mango, you smell a ripe mango, very fragrant. And then juice. Chosa means you, right? Chosa means you chew it or suck it or whatever. Chosa. You go like this and chuck it, right? So that chosa means chumbitam. Chosa, you kiss it. You kiss that mango. And you get the fragrance, the ganda and the rasam. So this is the last stage of prem phal. phal, fruit, prem ganda, fragrance, prem ras. So Krishna, his love for Radharani, his Radhika prem, is growing. First it's a bijam by naam. Name brings the bijam. Brahmanda Brahmatike Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Bhakti Lata Beej means the seed of Prem, Prem Beej, Bhakti Beej. Naam. In the Naam is the Beej. Radha Krishna Yugal are there. But the Yugal, you cannot taste the Yugal. Are you tasting the Yugal of Radha Govinda Naam Yugal? Are we tasting the Rasam? Prem Rasam? Are we smelling the fragrance of Radha Govinda Yugal? No. Because there's no fragrance in Bijam, and there's no rasam in Bijam. So I must say, Bij, you have some Bij, it's like a hard thing. So we have a hard thing in our heart called Bijam, Bhakti Bijam. So it has to become softened by moisture, by heat, by sunlight, by a surrounding environment. If the seed is in the earth is the surrounding environment. If the seed is just sitting in a jar, you have a bijam inside a glass jar, and just sitting in a hot room, nothing is going to happen. There's no surrounding environment. Not good environment, no. But when you take the seed, put it in the bhumi, in the earth, bhumika, then there's moisture, there's heat, there's humidity, the sun is coming, then it develops. So this seed of this bijam, bhakti bijam, it has to have proper environment to grow, surrounding, the surrounding, sangha, saru sangha, proper water, harikata, and proper guidance. The sunlight is the guidance. Go this way, plants go this way. So the sunlight is pulling, sunlight, surya, pulling plant that way. So this is required. So at this stage in Krishna's Purvarag, he has very intensely developing his attraction for Radharani. But he's never been alone with Radharani. He wants to meet her. He longs for that time and that day when his rag, his intense attraction and attachment becomes so deep that there's no impediment. There's nothing that can block Krishna from meeting Radharani. But now he's hearing about her, he's seeing her, he's hearing her name, and likewise, Radharani is seeing Krishna from her Chandra Shalika, or from her rooftop, or when she's out picking flowers for Surya Puja, she sees, oh, there's Krishna going to the Goshta. Oh, look at Lalita. Lalita, look at the way he's walking. It's so... something special. And Lalita is older than Radharani. She's more wise in these matters. And she says, Radharani, I think you're in big trouble. I think you're falling in love with Shyam. So this is Radharani's Purvarag. So when a young boy and a young girl may fall in love, they want to meet, but it's very difficult to meet. There's so many obstacles. Relatives, superiors, the environment, watchful eyes of people in the environment. So Yogamaya made this nice arrangement. After Krishna Kaliya Leela, Nanda Baba came, Yashoda came, Rohini, and all the different Vrishabhanu, Kirtida, Sridham, all the coward boys, all the gopis, Manjari, Sakis, everyone came to Kaliya Daha, Kaliya Rad, where Krishna was wrapped up in the coils of the Kaliya serpent. And finally Krishna broke free after many, many hours in this Leela. And when Krishna came in the bank, sun was setting, it was becoming dark. From the afternoon, from 12 o'clock in the afternoon until sunset, this time of the year, it's right now. Kaliya Leela is right now, Jaist, this time, hot summer season. So the sun goes down at 7:30, it becomes dark. Something. So Krishna from 12 o'clock in the noon until 7:30, in the Kanane Kana ne kata, pani ne pio. 7 hours wrapped up in the kaliya, sometimes going under, coming up, dancing. And everyone's on the bank, fainting. Morcha. So when Krishna came out, everyone was so distressed and so much in anguish. Krishna could understand their heart. So he said, listen. He said, listen, we will just... I think we should rest here on the banks of the Yamuna. We should just all rest here on the banks because we feel too much tired. And tomorrow morning we can go back to the Chatikar. This Leela happened in Chatikar time. As I mentioned in the beginning, this is, I'm telling you something, Chatikar Leela. Poganda Leela. This is Poganda Leela. 3-7. And Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur, very beautifully describes this Leela. He concludes the Kaliya Leela by saying that, of course, Kaliya's wives, the Nagapatnis, they offered many prayers to Krishna, and Krishna accepted their prayers and then marked Kaliya's hoods with his feet so he would be protected from Garuda, or Garuda as you say. And then Kali offered a prayer, and after he finished his prayer, he took some special jewels from his collection. Because Kaliya, he was a big snake king, king of the snakes. So as one king, one Rajasthani king, attacks another king and defeats him and takes his jewels, and then they become his spoils of war. So Kaliya used to beat up other snakes and take their jewels, because snakes have these sarpa ratna. They have these jewels, sometimes pearl, sometimes ruby they have in their head. And it's very valuable. So when Kaliya would defeat these snakes, then he would collect all these jewels. His Ratna Kosh, his treasury of so many jewels. So he opened up his treasure box and he took out some jewels to give to Krishna. A very valuable ruby and pearl necklace. Then he and his family offered obeisances to Krishna and left the Yamuna. Immediately, as soon as Kaliya left, the water was transformed into the sweetest nectar. It's like the Kaliya, of course, represents an anartha, unwanted thing in our heart. So these unwanted things, lust, anger, greed, envy, pride, they are like snakes. And snake bites someone else. Snake goes like this and bites someone else. Snake doesn't bite itself. Snake doesn't go, ha, chomp. Ha, chomp. Snake bites, goes like this. But these snakes in the heart, the Kaliya in the heart, the Kaliya of greed, the Kaliya of anger, lust, they don't bite. Of course they bite other people, but mostly they bite us. We maybe bite them, but the poison, we're the ones that become poison. We become poisoned by our own anarthas, by our own bad qualities. They poison us. And also they contaminate the waters that we live in. Kaliya was full of poison, and he was spewing out this poison and was contaminating the waters that he was living in. So as soon as Kaliya left the Yamuna, then the Yamuna became sweet nectar. The Yamuna became sweet nectar. So what is this human body made of? It's made of water. 75% water, this human body. What is this earth planet made of? This earth planet is 75% water, the whole mass of the earth. 75% of the surface of the earth is water. You know that. A few continents here and there. Ice, water, everywhere. So this body is all water. So the waters of our heart are contaminated by the Kaliya. So when Kaliya goes, then we become like sweet nectar. Like the Yamuna became polluted. Yamuna was ekdam polluted, contaminated. Then out went Kaliya, then everything became nectar. After Kaliya left, Krishna, who enacts fresh and effulgent playful pastimes, climbed up on the bank of the Yamuna. The golden bangles on his lotus hands glistened attractively in his shimmering dhoti, defeated the brilliance of lightning. With a pure loving heart, Krishna offered his obeisances to his parents and all the Brijvasis. This is transcendental consciousness. Transcendental consciousness means that you're completely worried and caring about the other person. This is transcendental consciousness. You are worried and caring about someone else, not yourself. So Krishna is the one that was in the Yamuna for 7 hours. Krishna was the one who was being bitten by the 100 heads of Kaliya. Krishna was the one who was life was threatened. And when he comes out of the Yamuna, what does he do? Oh, my mother and oh, Nanda Baba, oh, Yashoda, please forgive me. Please, I must have caused you disturbance. I must have caused you distress. I know you fainted on the banks. You were crying. You were worried about me. Please forgive me. Please accept my obeisances and forgive me. Oh, Brijvasis, Sarva Brijvasi Byom Namaha. Oh, Brijvasis, please forgive me. You ran all the way down here from Chatikar and from Ral and Chatikar and all these villages. You ran all the way here, 8, 9, 10 kilometers, worried about my safekeeping. And I must have caused you so much distress. Please, please accept my obeisances. Please forgive me. This is transcendental consciousness. So much your head and your heart is inside the heart of someone else. How are they thinking? How are they feeling? This is very, very rare. We are head and heart into ourselves. Head and heart into me. Me first, you never. Me first, me last, you never. It's not a matter of me first, you last. Me first, me last, you never, never. So Krishna is some different type of behavior he's exhibiting. Behavior is the expression of consciousness. Whatever our consciousness is will be evident by our behavior. By taking part in Krishna's enchanting pastimes, the Brijvasis crossed an ocean full of different mellows, including fear, curiosity, and bliss. Nanda, Yashoda, and Balaram warmly embraced the beloved of Vrindavan. The cowherd girls, this is the part to pay attention to. The gopis, they cast sidelong glances towards Krishna. Kripa Kataksha, Radha Kripa Kataksha, Kripa Kataksha, Prema Kataksha. This is sidelong, this is English, no? Sidelong. This is side, Bugle side, right? In other words, you're with your mother, they're unmarried gopis, you're with your mother, you're only 6 years old. Gopis were 6, Krishna was 7. So imagine this Radha, was she 6? How old is she? 6 and a half. Okay, she's old enough. So his daughter is 6 and a half, and her name is Radha. Well, what an interesting coincidence. So that Radha, the original Radha, transcendental Radha, Ladini Shakti Radha, Prem Sarupini Radha, Mahabhavati Radha, she is glancing at Krishna from the corners of her eye. Like, because if she just looks like this, her mother, Kirtida or Brishabhano, may think, what are you looking at, my dear daughter? Because birds are up there in the tree, and you're not looking like this. And the fish are down here in the sea, and you're not looking down like this. And the trees are up there, and you're not looking up there. But at this, you're 6 years old, you're this high, and you're looking straight, 3 feet. And the only other object that's 3 feet tall is Krishna. So they cannot look straight at Krishna, otherwise they will get caught red-handed. By hearing about Krishna's attraction, hearing about Krishna's loving attraction for Radharani, we will also develop our loving attraction for Krishna. Because the tenderness of it, the sweetness and innocence of it is compelling. It actually captures the heart. This is real love. It's transcendental love. Alaukik. Alaukik bhav. It is not produced from this sharir. It is not from this world. It is coming from that world. This is imported. Talk about exports and imports. This love is imported. It's coming from Krishna. So this is very nicely described. That all the Brijvasis are there. It's 8 o'clock at night. Sun is just going down. And Balaram is embracing Krishna, and Yashoda and Nanda, they're so happy to have him back. And of course the gopis, they can't run up and embrace Krishna. They've never done that. They haven't even actually met yet. But they are meeting with their eyes. Their eyes, they're glancing, sidelong glances at Krishna. And Krishna's, you can imagine, try to imagine a scene. Krishna's older brother, he's embracing him. So Balaram's looking like this, and Krishna's looking like this. So Krishna's looking like this with his brother, and his eyes are going like this. Oh, Dao, yes, yes, Dao. I'm so happy I got back. Oh, by the mercy of Narayan, I was saved. Oh, Dao. Oh, Mother Yashoda. Krishna Kripa Kataksha. There is a Radha Kripa Kataksha Stotram. There's also a Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stotram. Both. It's very sweet to imagine the banks of the Yamuna at Kaliya. You walk by and Vrindavan Prikama, you walk by that Kadamba tree, Kali Kadamba, where this took place. The innocent cows encircled Krishna, and they looked at him for a long time with eyes full of tears and hearts full of delight. This is the cows of Vrindavan. Eyes full of tears and hearts full of delight. What do you say? Vridi, vridi ulas. Delight. You know, the heart is delighted. Happy. Eyes full of the cows are crying. Oh, Krishna! That Kali almost killed you. He was squeezing you and biting you. And we couldn't. And you're our Gopal. You're our Govinda. You're our Gopal. So much love the cows have. So much Vatsalya Bhav they have. Krishna is their Vatsa. Vatsa means baby cow, calf. We say calf. It's called Vatsa. And this love that the cow has for her mother is so much powerful and unlimited. That is the standard for love itself. The mother's love for its baby calf, that is the standard of love. That's why it's Vatsa. Then we have Vatsalya. Vatsalya Bhav. Then we have Krishna, is known as Bhakta Vatsal. Krishna is like a mother cow for the devotees, for the bhaktas. You come from the village, you ever see the mother cow? She has a baby. Mother cow, her tongue is about this long, her jiwa, like this. She can lick back here. She goes, toop, with her own tongue, like this. So she's licking her baby like she wants to put the baby inside. Put inside like Lubjimin. So, and the baby's going like this. He's only 1 week old, 2 weeks old, little tiny vatsa. And all 24 hours a day, the cow looks at her baby. She's just like this, looking. Baby's sleeping, she's looking. Baby's eating, she's looking. Like this, she's looking like this. And she's licking. So much intense bondage of love between the mother cow and his baby. That baby is called Vatsa. And Krishna has Vatsalya. His mother and father in Vatsalya Bhav. Parental love, motherly love. So see how much motherly love the cows have. Krishna is their Vatsa. And they're looking at him with eyes full of tears and hearts full of delight. While smelling the pleasing fragrance of Krishna's body, the cows felt overwhelmed and they happily licked him. So the cows are also licking Krishna, just like their baby. it seemed that the cows were asking about Krishna's welfare by mooing with choked voices. So all of these are anubhavas. Choked voice, tears, staring, and these are called anubhavas of the sthayibhav in their heart, the heart of the cow, the permanent loving mood they have. So the author is saying, Kavi Karnapur is saying, it appears because cows don't speak. They can't say, oh Krishna, we were worried about you. Are you okay? It seems that the cows were inquiring from Krishna about his welfare by their mooing. They are mooing with choked, mooing means ha, 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 like cow, they do ha, ha. So they were in a very distressed, way, the cows were mooing. Oh, ha, ha, Krishna, are you all right? So these descriptions of the Brijvasis, even the animals, of how much intense attachment and attraction, attachment, attraction, and affection they have, how much rag a cow has for Krishna, can make us wonder about our own position. What is my position? How much rag do I have for Krishna? Not much, maybe zero. But we can appreciate the intensity they have. Hearing the cheering of his friends submerged Krishna in an ocean of happiness. Then Krishna warmly embraced each of his friends. So Krishna's interacting. He's interacting with his mother and father, who are like, they're in Vatsalya Bhav. Then his elder brother, Balaram, also like Vatsalya Bhav. Elder brother is like a mother, father, protecting, caring. Now, the next level after Vatsalya Rasa or Vatsalya Bhav is Sakya Bhav. Now his friends. So what are his friends doing? His friends are, friends were cheering for him. Oh, Krishna, we've been with you every afternoon. We've seen how many demons you've killed. Bakasura, Agasura. And you always come out ahead. You always win. We know. We're with you all the time. Mother Yashoda didn't see you fight Bakasura or Agasura. But we did. So we know you're invincible. We know you're Achyuta. Although we don't know you're God, but we think that you're invincible. So when you were there, we were cheering, come on, Krishna, kick him, hit him. So when you came back on the shore, when you came on the banks of the Yamuna, then it says the coward boys were cheering. They were cheering for Krishna, and Krishna warmly embraced them all like a cricket player who wins the crown or something. You're in some match, and you win the match, and everyone jumps out of the stands, and they embrace you, and all these kind of things. So Krishna was a victor. He won the match, the Kaliya-Krishna match, Pakistan-India. So the boys are embracing him. They're very happy. They're excited over his victory. So Krishna, he relaxed on the riverbank, enjoying with his friends. Nanda Maharaj said, listen, the sun is setting. We should stay here tonight. On hearing Nanda Baba's words, everyone felt happy. The ladies and coward girls became ecstatic to again see the beautiful form of Krishna, which is more elegant than a monsoon cloud, ever youthful, full of joy and attractive to all. By gazing at their captivating Lord, the gopis felt relieved of their anguish and mental disturbance that had previously felt like an itching of a skin sore. By gazing at their captivating Lord, the gopis felt relieved. Keeping Krishna in the center, all the Brijvasis surrounded him in five circles. The first circle nearby Krishna, there was Krishna. He was the center, like a lotus flower, the whirl of a lotus flower. There's a center, then there's so many petals around the lotus flower. So Krishna was the center of the lotus flower. Then the first group of Brijvasis was the Vatsalya Bhaktas, his mother Yashoda and father Nanda. Then next to them was the elderly gopis, then the coward boys, then the young gopis were standing safely beside their mothers, and the married gopis were standing with their mothers-in-law. So basically it was segregated by gender. All the ladies were on one side, wives and mother-in-laws, which is a rather unusual combination. A favorite combination, right? Wives and mother-in-laws. You like that, right? Nice. And then daughter, unmarried girls with their mothers. That's natural. Then all the coward men and coward boys. So men on one side, ladies on the other. Krishna in the center. The husbands of the loving gopis, they form the... So this is the first circle. It's very interesting. The first circle, there's Krishna. Then around Krishna are all the elderly, motherly type people in parental bhav. And then there's all the gopis, unmarried gopis with their mothers. They're right nearby Krishna. And then there's the married gopis with their mothers. So mostly Krishna was surrounded by ladies. This first circle, Krishna was surrounded by mother-in-laws, by mothers, and by unmarried gopis. There's all ladies all around. Krishna's in the center. That's the first circle. Now the second circle. The husbands of those loving gopis, they formed a second circle. So they're a little bit Dorsey. It's all mothers, unmarried, married and unmarried. Okay, married gopis, okay, come on. Unmarried gopis, okay, better still. Then old gopis, okay, old is gold. Old gopi, gold gopi. So old gopis, unmarried gopis, and married gopis, all around Krishna, okay, very good. Oh, you guys, okay, you go out. So the husbands of the married gopis, they were in the second circle, Tora Dorse. Second circle. Now the third circle, there was even a more distant circle. This is like the Rekha, like Lakshman Rekha. This was the elderly coward men who were protecting everyone with bows and arrows. So they also had bows and arrows. And the fourth circle was the cows and the calves. Holding a variety of weapons, Braja's famous chivalrous soldiers formed a fifth circle. So there were five circles made of vyuha around Krishna. So Krishna was surrounded by a Brijbasi vyuha. There's a special formation in the Mahabharata. If you read Mahabharata, the battle of Kurukshetra, there are all these different vyuhas. Like Abhimanyu went into one vyuha and he couldn't get out of that combination. So all these Kauravas, they finished him off. He knew how to get inside the vyuha, this group of soldiers, but he couldn't get out. All different different arrangements, figures and whatnot. But this is a Brijbasi vyuha. Krishna in the center, then all girls everywhere. Krishna in the center and girls and ladies everywhere. Okay, very good. Okay, a few guys around. Okay, you guys stay on the outside and keep an eye on things. All you old guys and young guys, you stay way out there and you watch out. Anybody comes, I'm in the inside. I'm in the inside with all the unmarried girls and all the married girls and all my mothers and mother-in-laws. For my mothers and mother-in-laws, they think I'm their child. And for the unmarried girls and for the wives of others, they think I'm their lover. So you see according to your bhav. So what did they do? Like what we're also trying to do right now also. We have one vyuha here. This is called a Gurugaon vyuha. Gurugaon vyuha. What did it do? What did they do now? Now it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. They're finally gathering together on the banks of the Yamuna. So what did they do? Did they sleep? No. The Brijbasi spent half the night discussing the incredible beauty of Krishna and his spectacular defeat of Kaliya. Like you go to see some movie, then on the way back in the car, oh, did you see that? You saw that? Oh, yeah, what about this? And what about that? And you go home and your mother or mother-in-law, whatever, oh, you went to the movie. What was it? Oh, what this and that and this and that. You discuss about the movie. Usually that's what people talk about, whatever they see. So Krishna, all the Brijbasis, they sat there and watched the movie, the Kaliya movie. So they were there live time, sakshat darshan, direct. Because they're all premis, they're all premi bhaktas. So a premi bhakta has sakshat darshan of lila pravesh. Direct sakshat. Prem opens the door to lila. No prem, no lila. No, the pravesh, the darwaza, the door to lila is prema. So the Brijvasi there, vatsalya prem, sakya prem, madura prem. Madura prem. So the doors of Krishna's lila are wide open for them. They see them, they feel them, they smell them, they taste them. They're in them. They are in the Prem Leelas of Krishna. So after they saw, from 12 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 o'clock, they watched a 7-hour movie. Can you imagine? It's a gala spectacular, 7-hour Maha movie, Krishna Kaliya movie. Dancing and squeezing and throwing him under the water and coming up again and jumping and everything. So they were. Then what happened? After they fell asleep, a sweet and pleasant time arrived. In the quiet hours of night, the eyes and minds of the gopis derived the fullest satisfaction from lovingly gazing at the all-attractive moon-like face of Krishna. Chandravali and other gopi group leaders relished a joyous festival for their eyes. Nayan Utsav festival, Ulas, a joyful festival for the eyes. So they're comparing Krishna Chandra to a moon. When the moon rises, everyone looks at the rising moon. It's very soothing, very calming, very refreshing to see the moon rising and feel the rays on our face after the hot day. So it's a very, very hot day. Snake is spitting poison and fire everywhere. This Kali is spitting fire and poison. And it's this weather just like this. It's 45. It's so hot outside. Hot summer day and snake exhaling fire like some dragon out of the cartoons or something. Dragon, fire-breathing dragon. They have these things, right? Fire-breathing dragon. So this sarp was fire-breathing. Breathing fire. So after a hot, scorching day, when this cool moon rises over the horizon, feels so refreshed. Who is that cool moon rising over the horizon of the gopis' hearts? That cool moon rising over the horizon of the gopis' hearts is Krishna Chandra, Shyam Chandra, Gopika Chandra. Gopika Chandra, Shyam Chandra, Krishna Chandra, Gopika Chandra, Gopika, Gopiyan. He's the moon rising over the heart. Their hearts are like an ocean. The moon rises over the ocean. So their hearts are like an ocean. Ocean of what? Prem Sindhu. Madhurya Prem Sindhu. Their hearts are like an ocean of Madhurya Ras. And Krishna, when he's looking at Krishna, everyone fell asleep. It's very nice. Everyone go to sleep now. Mother-in-law, go to sleep. Mother, go to sleep. Father, go to sleep. Husband, go to sleep. And I will stay awake. So there was only one man awake. A few men. There were the guards. The guards were awake, but they were way out there somewhere. And they're probably sleeping. Because most chokidars sleep. So the chokidars were both Dorse and Sonahoga. But Krishna, in the inner circle where Krishna was, the Antaranga Bhaktas, the Rahasya Sangha, Krishna was awake. He was wide awake. His heart was wide awake. His eyes were wide awake. And there was one Krishna was wide awake, and all one group of ladies was wide awake. The married gopis and the unmarried gopis. And Krishna was only looking in one direction, and the gopis were only looking in one direction. When you look at the moon, who's the moon looking at? The moon is looking at me. The moon is the eye of God. The sun is the eye of God. So when I'm looking at the moon is looking at me. We say man in the moon. Sometimes they say, in America, they say man in the moon. And the Buddhists say deer in the moon, Mriga Chandra. The Hindus say rabbit. They say Kargosh. When Hindus, in Hindu literature, they describe that there's a rabbit in the moon. The Kalankan. These spots, the white moon is there, and there's some kind of formation, some gray, some spots. They say it's like two ears of a rabbit. There's like two ears like this and a rabbit. Kargosh. So we in America we say the man in the moon, because he is a male. Chandradev is the man of the moon. He's the god. He's a Brahmin. Chandradev is a Brahmin, and he's the moon god. So with the man on the moon is looking at the man on the earth, and the man on the earth is looking at the moon. So I'm looking at the moon, and the moon is looking at me. Right? So Krishna is Shyam Chandra, Gopika Chandra. He is looking at the gopis. He's the moon looking at the gopis. And the gopis are looking at the moon face of Krishna. So the gopis are being soothed, refreshed, cooled by seeing the face of moon-like face of Krishna. Their rag, their purva rag is being the fire of their heart, their prema agni. Remember we talked about three fires. Prema agni, van agni, and krodh agni, fire of anger. And gopis, they're wide awake. What is night? This is right out of the Bhagavad Gita, right? This is a rasika explanation of Bhagavad Gita. What is night for all men is a time of awakening for gopis. There's a verse in Gita that says, what is night for all men is a time of awakening for the self-controlled. And what is a time of rest for the self-controlled is a time of awakening for the vishayi. So here, what is night for the Brijvasis is a time of awakening for the gopis. It's called Ratri Leela. Ratri Leela. Nisha. Nisha Leela. 10:48 at night until 3:36 in the morning. 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Most everyone is sleeping. But not Krishna. Krishna's dancing. You're sleeping, Krishna's dancing. You're snoring, Krishna's singing. And you think you're snoring is singing. This is snoring. No, snoring. We are snoring, Krishna's singing. We are rolling in the bed, this way, that way, right, left, and Krishna's dancing, right, left. So this is Krishna's day. Our night is Krishna's day. And the gopis are awake. This, right now, this time, this summer season, this is the leela that goes on now. This is the time of Purva Raga.